Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay. All aboard the night train.
One.
What the fuck have we here? These are go for them salt on no roads. These guys with a bad dream better not sleep. They can know they'll do some blow. Oh, shit, what the hell have we done? It's alive and it's hungry as oh. Better hide all the sacks in the dough. But it's out of my control, you issue out of luck. I don't wanna be unfair, but the pair we got beat that ish. You got good spot with that new vibe. Who's right? Good squad without new one. I don't wanna sound unkind, but the sounds I make are the sounds of the hounds that I'm howling. Under your bed, I'm here growling. Same time under the blanket, you're cowering.
Cowering like cowards, cowering on concrete showers in Rikers Island. Victims, we the wolves is wild and we all smiling at sights of violence. Acting brave and courageous ain't advantageous for health and safety. So when we say run, the Jews just run them, baby. Please don't delay me. And that goes for a guy, lady, the fam, goddamn, we are crazy. I pull this pistol, put it on your poodle, love your nigga, baby. She clutched the pearl, said what the world, and I won't give a shit. I put the pistol on that poodle and I shot that the Jews.
Chance to get that paper, and the mob says kill that witch. This city get mad to the max, better wave money by to the high straight kids. Get a 10-4 half of the raining, hot water from the roof to the basement. I'ma smoke to the planet erases, build a white flag at a zigzag waving.
All thin, I'm smoking coffee, sip lean on a bean like Boston. My young girl fine like Henry when she made that movie coffee. But when my wife in town, a jacket brown just stay up off me. Cause if they don't, somebody get shot and they gon' buy a coffin.
With the pull of a pin, a grenade, and a crowd that they feed it, assault with options. I'm a fool for the wind, I've been made to be live. These other guys drowning in softness. In the urn of the dirt get tossed in. With a grin of a smirk and a costin. I'm a sin on a burst like a kid in a hearse. Or a nun in a cunt. Stop it.
Big beast in the cage with a heart for the rage. It seems I can't behave. You can try to get out. Oh well, you fail. It seems the world can't be saved. These streets is full with the wolves that starve for the week. So they after the week. In a land for the lambs I am. And I be damn from show my
run the jewels. Jewels. Run the jewels, 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 jewels.
This is Sheffield Live.
Third owners of Park just as Watford were eventually swallowed by Grand Metropolitan. So?
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's just after 9 o'clock, which we know because the clock's working. Shout out to Stephen Tanky for getting that fixed. It's the night train here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Both of us here?
Yes, the only place to be.
Absolutely. I didn't want to be anywhere else.
A Sunday night at 9.
For those of you who don't know, this week it's a ridiculous theme.
Yeah. a classic Night Train theme show that no one asked for.
Yes.
And no one probably wants. And but we're going to deliver it anyway.
Yes, and it caused this considerable hassle.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they always do that as well.
So this week, the songs and the artists are the same. So that sounds easy, but we've made it harder for ourselves so that... it's only exactly the same.
Yeah, you can't just have it included in the title.
No, you can't have Bob Dylan's Dream.
No.
Can't have...
the other one, with some of them with brackets on the ends.
Yeah, no, yeah, brackets are out. So tonight there's a lot of nonsense. We kicked off, and this one in the background, it is Run the Jewels by Run the Jewels.
Yeah, they're... first on the Run the Jewels album.
Yeah, there's a lot of that this week as well. Made a lot of things ungooglable, tricky to find. 2014, I think this one came out. Yeah, so Run the Jewels, Killer Mike LP. They hooked up
when they did Killer Mike's first, is it like Rap Music, the album?
Yes.
Yeah, LP produced that. Can't remember who put them together, but they hit it off and then went, let's do some more songs together. And now look.
Yes, and now they're...
mega rap stars.
Yeah. So yeah, they've got four albums.
Yeah.
All called Run the Jewels. And a remix album called Meow the Jewels, which has just got cat noises.
Oh, there was a remix album of four as well, with like the Latin thing.
Oh, yes. But right, we're almost out of time for this. So yeah, tonight, it's that's the rule and we've stuck by it. Instrumentals and everything. So... more about when I was putting the show together last week in the next link. We're going to play a song now called High Tension by the band called High Tension.
Are we going to do this all night?
I think we've got to.
Or are we just going to say the one name?
Okay, we'll decide and come back to you.
High Tension. That's what we are. Superstar. That's what we are. High Tension. That's what we are. Superstar, that's what we are. High attention. That's what we are. Superstar, that's what we are. We'll be right back.
Thank you. brand new me, function. A junction of three, collaborated in a status type flow. So slap palms, swing arms, tap souls. Cause no rock rolls down our hill. Yo, black is kind of hell. We don't roll no rocks, we just fill. Heads with knowledge, pure foundation. Showing and proving through the manifestation of our name, which is brand new. Brand new being, and we come to make people aware that black means first. 400 years we've been made to feel cursed, but now it's our time to rule. Student of the old, teacher of the new school. My inspiration is the 5% nation. As I cram, education was born. Like a thorn in your side of a swarm. Never to divide with brand new. From the Sudan, plus I never ran, I'm from Africa, the central region. There I grew and I formed the Legion of a Force. See me ride on a jet black horse at any cost. Brand Nubians will rise up and be the boss. So in all fairness, if you're black and show awareness, you can rally round the flag. Stand tall or don't stand at all. You with the three and the three won't sag to the floor. Cause that's a picture that I'm painting I can draw. See me work 9 to 5 on my easel. My physical is strong and my mind is cocked diesel. Brand new me in function in conjunction with the three. In the mind into a frenzy. I bet I swing something this summer for the Benzy. Deep into the mind, the brain to activate the pelvis. Deep in the blind, dumb, deaf, and blind is Elvis. Mean and old, so behold.
The black, the beautiful, the bold.
Now this fool should have tried harder. A wisdom to me is someone like Asada. I like to say peace to Bambada, Tashikuma, Ahmed, and Kenyatta. Brothers that'll fight for the cause. And they live in the boundaries of the righteous laws. To be exact, dominant means black. But some have a hard time trying to swallow that. Now we have some that are fake. Wearing blue eyes and green eyes. Come on, give me a break. Brand Nubian here to wake up. Take off the makeup, cause all it'll do is cake up. Just be real, that's how I feel. Brand Nubian.
Inhabitant of Nubia. Nubian.
A member of one of the group of African tribes that formed a powerful empire between Egypt and Ethiopia from the 6th to 14th century.
Nubian.
Any of several languages spoken in the central and northern Sudan, and that's why we call ourselves
Brand Nubian.
As the midnight oil burns, our minds turn. Make a mistake and be fake and you will burn. We're here to teach, so you might as well learn that the three has the knowledge for what you learn.
Brand Nubian.
Folks, welcome back.
Yes, this is the Night Train going through to 11 o'clock. Songs and artists, the same.
The theme show no one asked for and no one is interested in. But we're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So we like to plough on with this nonsense.
When I was making it last week, one of the in-laws was like, I've not seen him. I was like, well, what are you doing? It's like making a show. He's like, oh, for the radio. I was like, yeah. It's like, oh, so what are you picking? It's like, well, it's songs that where the song title was the same as the artist. And he was like, what? And he just looked at me and he was like, that sounds, yeah, just like, that sounds ridiculous. Is that really hard? I said, yeah, it's really infuriating, especially trying to find instrumentals to talk over. And then he just kind of wandered off. So shout out to Mike.
Shout out to all the listeners wandering off right now.
There might be a few still here. If you are, hope you're enjoying it so far. We kicked off with High Tension, it's a British band from Northwest London, pioneers of Britfunk, which is all I've been hearing about the last week or so, because I've been listening to a lot of Greg Wilson interviews. So Greg Wilson interviews, and then I remembered the old, what was it, Fabio talking to Giles Peterson for 2 hours. There's a lot of Britfunk and jazz and funk talking that. So it seemed only fitting to put some in. I think that was an M&M remix, which is John Morales, I think. Hard to tell. With a lot of these things, it's quite hard to tell. It's quite hard to find the tunes.
Yeah, and what the original is and what the remix is.
Yes. I've not even got a date for that. So I don't know.
Early 80s.
Yep, we'll say early 80s.
After that, we played a rare cut from Cross Bronx Expressway on Zell's Records from 1974 and reissued by our Spanish friends at Rockfort Records. I say friends, they don't know us.
Wait, they did a guest mix for
us. They did a guest mix for us, and we still refer to them as friends, but that's good enough for me. It came out in 2016, that reissue. The band, originally a house band for JNS Records owner Selma Sanders, and a black female record producer, probably quite rare at the time, I would have thought, in the Snapped era.
Yeah, I reckon so.
The early 70s. Anyway, so she'd call in the bands for last minute recording sessions, but apparently the band had some extra studio time, so they just laid that one down, which does sound a lot like a studio jam, like just a bit of fun.
Interesting. We've got a song coming up that was also a studio jam. Stay tuned, listeners.
From there we went to Family Tree, that was right, yeah. Played the disco version of that on the B-side from on the original Anada label release from 1975, featuring Sharon Brown on vocals. If you look on the disco comments, she pops up saying,
"Oh, amazing!"
Goes into a lengthy explanation about how she actually composed this song and how she should get the credit for it. So we're giving her the credit right now.
Yes, well, I think on quite a few of the later issues of them.
Her name is on the thing.
Yeah,
I think she was just saying she didn't get any composition credits despite composing the actual song, down to all like the horn parts and everything.
Oh, see, now I'm like, is it good that we've included it, or is...
Well, maybe we're highlighting it, you know, really helping a cause.
Yes, we'll take that. We're helping people along the way. Then after that, we heard Brand Nubian. You'll laugh at these notes. I've put Brand Nubian is the eponymous song by the group Brand Nubian.
Yes.
Well, I know that. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking. Apparently, though, recorded in 89, released as the debut single.
Yeah, that was the first single, wasn't it?
Yeah, don't think it's on any albums.
No. I can't remember what the sample is. Is it Cameo?
Yes. I don't know which one.
And it's got Parliament in there as well, obviously, in the chorus. Yes. Flashlight?
No. Yes, the end, it's Flashlight? Like the end of Flashlight.
Yeah.
So is that one you've got on record?
It is, yeah. It's on the... I haven't got the single. It's on the first Brand Nubian album. Play that one out quite a bit, actually.
You might be playing it out next week, Friday.
I may well be. Depends if you invite me along. So on Friday night, we went to our inaugural do at Heist Brew Bar Co.
Yep.
Heist Brew Co.
Yeah, Heist Brew Co.
Yeah. Their tap room in, it's technically Neep's End, isn't it?
It is.
You might say Kelham Island. It's not.
That's not the important part.
The important part, though, we were DJing.
Yeah, where you were, I was just there.
I chipped in, yeah. I was going to say, most of the work was done by Matt Frameworks. A shout out to him. Nice to meet him, finally.
Yep.
It's been a while since we set this thing up, but, I say we set it up. Shout out to the people who actually set it up. We've done no work other than just show up.
Yes, and we'll be showing up next Friday.
Yeah.
Playing tunes from 8 o'clock.
Till midnight. The shuffleboard.
There is shuffleboard.
And good music and lots of beers to choose from.
Yes.
So if that sounds good, you should come on down.
Yeah. Right, back to the music. Talking to sounding good.
Hello. and I want to give you everything I feel inside.
Everything I feel inside.
You know have I seeing the truth. No, baby,
baby diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Oh, dear, they call her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, dear, they call her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house and grab that bones. Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo dilly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't worth.
放送はシェフィールドライブザ・ナイトトレイン。
Should I take you home? hungry for a piece of the pie. Fireworks lurking in District 9, and my mind's still that of a child. My bags after midnight, looking to the moon and the firefly constellation crush late June with a crumpled pack of Campbell's and a tarnished Coke spoon. Always thought I had potential more than most do, and I thought that I was grown to, but what to do about it? Hands shaking, uncontrollable and nervous sounding. Residue under my cuticles is falling out. Pie's been off 3 months, so I do without it, eating plastic chips, hoping I might strike gold, bird shit in pine cone, crack tooth on limestone, sweat stain defined mine, a fine time to head home when old souls die hard in that trouble room. Take me home. I'm hungry for the 4th of July when fireworks burst in my mind's eye, cause my mind was still that of a child.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Welcome back, listeners. It's nearly the end of hour one.
Yes, flying by.
I was about to say the opposite.
Oh, we should do this more often.
It's dragging. It's not. This is the Night Train, if you just tuned in, playing songs by artists, which sounds stupid if you've only just tuned in.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds stupid.
It is stupid. I mean, it just is, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no getting away from it.
No, but, you know, I'd like to thank you for indulging me, because I wouldn't say you encourage these terrible ideas, but you don't. You let me have my way, so I appreciate that.
Well, to be honest, was it last week or the week before when I was making the show and you said, "Oh, I'm going to do this."
Like, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we put a place together, and then you didn't wait; you just made it. And
yeah.
I think you beat me. I was making the regular show.
Oh, that's true. But yeah, we were going to save it for next bank holiday, but we haven't. So we're going to do something else on that day.
Yes, something probably involving records and live mistakes.
Yes. what you probably want to know what you've just heard. Kicked off with Sweet Apple from the 1970 album of the same name on Columbia. Very little online about this. Had to actually do some legit research, not just look on Wikipedia. So the band were Bobby Reed, Danny Saunders, Hoshel Wright, Marcus Doubleday, Raoul Smith and Steve Mitchell. Members of the Electric Flag, Pace Setters and a bunch of other backing bands. Just got that one album, which, yeah, very little written about it online at all. I think somebody suggested that on the Blue Sky thread. This idea might even go back to when we were on the other Cursed Bird app. That's how long ago this one's been germinating.
It's been brewing a while.
Yes. After that, what do we do?
That was Blow with Blow. Do I have to do this every time?
No.
They're one of the first kind of, what was it, psychedelic kind of, they were inspired somewhat by Hendrix and Funkadelic. You can tell it a lot in that song. Some of them less so. We touched about them the other week because they were on that backing record for the Christie SCN, disco record. Out of Nigeria, active between 72 and 82. But yeah, many considered by many to be the first kind of psych rock band to emerge out of Africa and to fuse those sounds with a more traditional African funk.
Nice. After that, we had Bo Diddley. Shout out to Paula for recommending that one on Blue Sky. Also, if we were allowing ones that had extra words, we could have had Bo Diddley Vamp and Bo Diddley 1969 and Hey Bo Diddley, yes, and Diddley Daddy.
I forgot about Diddley Daddy.
It's apparently
that's a favourite.
Apparently the B-side is the inspiration for No No No.
Oh.
By
Oh, You Don't Love Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there we go. We had that. We could have also played that bootleg version.
Oh, the one we played before, yeah. Back about 50 shows ago now. But yeah, the one that was heard on No Dogs in Space podcast. The live 59 frat party recording.
Yes,
it's so ropey, but it's so good.
I will definitely put a link to that in the show notes for the Listen Again crew, and if I remember, we always put them in.
It's one of those things you hear and it sounds terrible, you just go, I just want to be in that room.
Yeah,
sounds amazing.
Yeah. It's usually the kind of thing that gets put on, listened to on laptop speakers, and the long suffering Alma comes in and goes, what is this?
Yeah, just crunchy noise.
Yeah, get it off.
Take me back to 59.
Okay, after that we had the aforementioned studio jam. It was Fleetwood Mac, taken from a compilation of various outtakes recording the first incarnation of the band. Apparently that was Peter Green, John McVeigh and Mick Fleetwood, with studio time given to them when they're in John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
Yeah.
So they used that time to record 5 songs, the 5th of which was that instrumental named after the rhythm section. I sent that one out to my dad because he likes that era of Pink Floyd. No, not Pink Floyd. What's it called? Fleetwood Mac.
You might like that era of Pink Floyd too.
Oh, he does. I've got a Pink Floyd on the brain because I went to watch the Pompeii.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. Enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really good. What I will say is parts of Echoes, part one,
like,
really sounds like a funkadelic tune.
Yeah.
Like when they start chugging and the organ kicks in.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I listened to it.
Yeah, I was like, this is surprisingly groovy.
Isn't there some studio outtakes as well from the Dark Side of the Moon?
Yes, I thought that they were just like fake ones.
Right.
Like they'd put in after the fact, but apparently they are actual studio outtakes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. It's kind of cool, but also just reminded me of how dull being in studio must be.
Yeah.
Because it's like, a bit of noodling, and no, I've done it wrong. Oh, yeah. A bit of noodling, I've done it wrong. I don't know, you just don't want to see how the sausage is made. I think that's the takeaway from that. Following that, we had Human Race, Numero reissue. They were from Florida. Excellent write-up on that Bandcamp link. One that I got on 45. Shout out to my sister-in-law, Jenny. She won't be tuned in, but, you know, just got to thank her for getting to get me that one. And then the last one was Trouble Knows Me.
Yeah, so that's Madlib and the dude from Future Islands under his rap alias. Is it Hemlock Ernst? That's what I've written down.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's what came out the top of my head, but I should have just Googled it, shouldn't have. That would have been lazy. Yeah, from 2015 on a pretty limited EP on Madlib Invasion.